I'm Jackie Lydon, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is away. For fans of contemporary gospel, the Clark Sisters are more than another family group. They're musical royalty. The Detroit group started singing in their family church in the 1960s, and the Clark Sisters have been pioneers in bringing the energy of contemporary rhythm and blues to the sound of gospel. They scored their biggest crossover hit with the 1981 song, You Brought the Sunshine. You brought the sunshine. You brought the sunshine. The sisters have earned devoted followers outside the world of sacred music. Contemporary pop stars such as Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Beyoncé, they all say the Clarks influence their sound. And decades later, they're still making a joyful noise. Their new holiday album is called The Clark Sisters Family Christmas. And two of the Clark sisters, Dorinda Clark Cole and Jackie Clark Chisholm, join us now from our member station, WDET in Detroit. It is such a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You even sound like little angels right now, echoing one another. You know, this album is already on the top 10 list from USA Today and New York Times. And I just wanted to ask you, you've been singing gospel music for more than 40 years, since you were girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is your first Christmas album since 1978. And why did you wait until right now? What's special about this year?
Well, because of our fan base, and we do have a lot of fans, and those of you that are listening, we appreciate you as always. But because of the fan base, we have, you know, a lot of times they'll say to us, when are you going to do another Christmas album? When are you going to do a family album? And so this was one of the things that we thought that at this particular time would be really, really good. Of course, we're not as young as we were when we recorded in 1978. But, you know, and to see that we're still vibrant and still a little youthful. You know, we keep young people around us, and Kiki and J. Drew and Jade Moss are really kind of, you know, keeping us out there like that. So I thought that this would be, well, not me, but I'm feeling that this would be a wonderful opportunity to gain another fan base as we see it. And it's, you know, from other generations that, from the generation that we started from, to see this new generation catching on to the Clark sisters that their moms and dads were talking about.
This is Jackie. I think the reason why we did it was because, our niece, Kiara, and our cousins, Bill and Jimmy Moss, we all have different projects out. And so it was a wonderful time for us to come together as a family. So it was really a fun project for us.
And of course, they sang with you on this CD. Let's listen to a song from this album. You recorded it last summer in Detroit. Let's listen to Silent Night.
That's actually Jackie leading that song.
Ah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And it was a song that Twinkie actually kind of rearranged back during the 1970s.
Yeah.
So that's like a, what is it, a good traditional song that has been revived.
Right.
Yeah.
Twinkie's your sister, Albernita.
Yeah.
What's it like to perform in front of an audience that shares your faith, as church singers do, instead of recording in the studio?
I think, and this is Jackie, I think the fun part about that is the audience sets the mold for you. You know, it conveys, if it's a church audience, it's totally different because, you know, you feel their energy. And once you feel their energy, it gives you, I don't want to say a reference, but it gives you a place to, you know, it puts us in a mode of where we want to go. And so we kind of, if we're in a church setting, you know, you kind of let the anointing kind of set the pace for you. So, but the people, when they're giving back and when they're praising God with us, it helps us to, you know, give them more of what God has given us. When you're in a ballpark area or a different type of setting, just the mere fact that they have a high energy, if they're high and they're up and they're really enjoying it, it just makes us want to sing more for them. So, and that's what we do. We minister in song and in worship. Because, as you know, Dorinda is the evangelist, one of the evangelists, the main one. She's really the preaching machine. She's not an evangelist. She's a preaching machine.
You have a radio show, right, Dorinda?
She has a radio show and a television show. Mm-hmm. She sure does. And mm-hmm. So
serving up soul.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. And then she has the Dorinda show on TCT.
When you're talking about the anointing, forgiving, are you talking about that sacred moment?
Yes, yeah. I'm talking about that sacred moment, that moment where the power of the anointing comes upon the people and as well as upon us. And I think that that's what really makes the Clark Sisters so unique. Not so much that we have such great voices, but I think that once the anointing is on us, and see, when you sing until the anointing comes in, you know that something is taking place. You know that you feel the presence of the Lord. And so when you sing until that comes in, the Lord can do, he does all the changing at that point. Mm. There's a scripture says, that the anointing destroys the yoke. And so when we think about that, you think about, you know, something that may have, something that's on you or something that you're going through. And when you allow the anointing to affect your life or to really bless you at that moment, sometimes God will remove those things and take you out of those situations and give you relief from those things. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very proud of being raised in the church because we understand what it means to sing under the power of the anointing, because that's what my mother taught us, how to sing until the power of the Lord comes in. And that's what we do.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. We're talking with gospel singers Jackie Clark Chisholm and Dorinda Clark Cole about their new album, The Clark Sisters Family Christmas. Now, you sang the lead on Silent Night, Jackie, but how do you all as a group switch up, because you take turns singing leads?
Yep, we do. Mostly Dorinda and Karen and Twinkie does most of the leading. They throw me a song every now and then.
You never fight about it?
No, because look, I don't do what they do and it's okay.
No, but she keeps the balance of the group because, you know, of course we always, you know, Twinkie knows how to give us those growls and Karen knows how to do the Michael Jackson. And then I'll give you a little preaching every now and then. So Jackie balances it all out.
So you know what, Jackie? They can't do it without me. How about that?
I like it. Now, I want you to bottle the sisterly harmony. I think a lot of us could use that as well. So you never, you know, you just mentioned groups that have famously had a little of family dysfunction. Sounds as if you sisters don't have that. You've worked it out.
Well, you know, I think it's because of the way we were raised. We were very, very close-knit. My mom kept us so close-knit. We didn't play with a lot of other people. We were always very, very close. So I think that had a lot to do with it. Also, the mentality, the church mentality that she, you know, really, you know, placed in our life has become what we live and what we do. And so I think our closeness is really in our bond that we have with each other, because we enjoy being with each other. We love to laugh and talk. Me and Dorinda do all the talking. Karen and Twinkie, they do all the listening.
Right.
So it works out real well. We tell them what we're going to do, and they just kind of like do what we say do.
I like that. I'm the oldest. I like that model very much.
Yes. You have to be in all in one room at the same time to see all that happening.
You really do.
So
it's something
funny
to see. Yeah. It is. I mean, we even laugh about it ourselves, because a lot of times we'll do and say things. Like we've been on the stage and done something, and we try to come off the stage. And this is really probably because of the anointing that I was speaking of earlier. When we talk about doing stuff in the church, and we can be on the stage doing something, and we'll harmonize, and Karen will come out with something, and we'll just follow her. And it's just that's just the way our chemistry is. But we'll come off the stage and try to remember it when we get in the dressing room. Can't remember it.
That's true.
Ladies, you do include some secular Christmas songs on this album, and there's one you really have fun with, and I think that we could justifiably call this a family classic. Let's take a listen.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer. We've been good, or we've been bad. Hurry, Christmas, hurry. What a thing I lose. Gee, I want my hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Okay, ladies, fess up. Who did the hula hoop line?
Karen did that.
And we didn't, Jackie, we didn't know that they were going to actually record that. What happened, they told us that they were going to change the tape. And so Dorinda was the one that was talking, and she said, we're going to sing a little song that we used to sing when we were coming up. And that's how we actually get it. We did not know that they were going to actually put it on the album, because we said, don't put that on
right,
the album.
At the end of the song, I said, y'all better not put that on the album.
In the past, there have been at times your mother, Maddie Moss Clark, who founded the group, who taught you how to sing, was censured by the Church of God in Christ after performing on stage with you during the 1983 Grammy Awards ceremony. Do you have any difficulty reconciling conservative religious fans and secular listeners?
I think a lot of people in our church didn't understand it, and it's because of the leadership. They didn't understand it at the time. Since then, those people that were in place when we actually did that Grammys are deceased. And so a lot of it, our church has changed a lot. What we did was just sang the song that they asked us to sing, which is a song that we were known for, and that was Hallelujah, which is the highest praise. And so my mom did have repercussions behind it from our church, and after that she didn't sing with us anymore because she felt that it would be best for us and in our best interest if she didn't. To protect us from anybody else attacking us as sisters as well as us as a group.
What do you think your mom's favorite song on the Clark?
I think my mother's favorite song is Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was the song we sang.
And on this album, what do you think her favorite song would be on the Clark Sisters Family Christmas album?
I think O Come Emmanuel.
O Come Emmanuel.
Yeah, I think that would be
She was actually the one that taught us that song.
Right.
Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
About a decade after your 1994 album Miracle, you sisters sang a part. Each of you released solo albums, but you reunited in 2007. And that album, Live One Last Time, won 3 Grammy Awards. Do you think you'll be recording more in the future as a group?
Well, absolutely. And just to make a note, we have never stopped singing together, but we all did separate projects. But in the interim of us doing our separate projects, we still sang together. We never stopped singing together. It's never been a time when the Clark Sisters actually were not singing together, ever. I think the only one time, I think Twinkie left us at the time when she made her two solo projects. But other than that, Dorinda Karen and I, we continue to go on and sing. So we've never not, you know, stopped singing. We've
always been together. But you just weren't releasing the albums together.
Right. We didn't sing. We made one album together, which was Miracle. That was the album that we did with B.B. Winan, who was so instrumental in helping us to pull that project off. And we're very proud of that. But after that, we didn't do anything else until we did this last project. And we are working on a new project for 2010.
Oh, okay.
And so I think the Grammys kind of helped us, just motivate us a little bit.
Right.
Three Grammys, yeah. And I think you've been nominated again for 2010.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
This is great. Absolutely. Well, that's a Christmas present, ladies.
It is.
What song do you think we should go out on here?
Celebration. Drummer Boy. Yeah, I think Drummer Boy would be great.
Drummer Boy, let's hear it.
I think the students will love this song.
Yeah.
What students are we talking about here, dedicating it to? All students?
All students everywhere.
Yeah, all students, but mainly here in Detroit, of course, the university.
And WDET.
Well, Merry Christmas, Detroit, I think, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you in, D.C.?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you.
And the students there, too.
Yes. Well, thank you for the gift of this new album. Dorinda Clark Cole and Jackie Clark Chisholm are two members of the Clark Sisters Gospel Group. Their new album is The Clark Sisters Family Christmas. And as you just heard, they joined us from member station WDET in Detroit. Let's all have a great Christmas, and we wish you one. That's our program for today. I'm Jackie Leiden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is back for Christmas Day. Let's talk more tomorrow.